Welcome to the online ministry of Faith Christian Fellowship. FCF is a dynamic word and spirit-empowered church where faith and family meet. If you would like more information about our church or other media resources, please visit us at faithchristianfellowship.com. We hope you enjoy this message.
You guys love the Lord. I'm going to transition here.
Coming down here today. Praise God. A few things I think you need to know. A couple things. First, Melissa Pauley, you know Donald Pauley, Melissa Pauley's mother is passing. It's been a long journey with dementia. Long. So went and visited her. So remember them in your prayer this week. I'm sure that will be occurring probably in the next 24 to 48 hours for sure. also remember Sandy Smith. Sandy's in the hospital. She had a blockage. She ended up having to have bowel surgery and a pretty big deal. So she's at Memorial. So remember her. And I don't see Wayne here today, but keep Wayne lifted up. Wayne got a diagnosis about a week or so ago, and you know, they found some cancerous cells and things in his body, so they're doing some treatment with him. So just keep our brother, amen. Wayne's such a precious, precious man. So make sure that you guys keep these folks lifted up in prayer, amen. All right, you got your Bible today?
Yeah.
Or your pixels, phone, however you choose, right? Let's lift them high in the air and let's say it like we mean it. This is my Bible, God's word for me. I can do what it says I can do, and I can be who it says I can be, and I can have what it says I can have. Today, my mind is alert and my heart is prepared to hear the unchanging, uncompromising, incorruptible word of God. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we thank you again for the word today. We thank you for the living word, which is Jesus, and we thank you for the written word. Thank you, Lord. We ask you, God, to speak into our hearts today. Holy Spirit, come. Give us utterance today. Speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 11 today. We're going to continue talking about the rest of the Lord. From chaos to calm. Living in this realm of rest. There is a pervasive unrest, undertow of offense and conflict that we all sense today in our world. Anybody would say that's true. People are on edge. People are anxious, fearful. Seems like fear is everywhere. Right? Daily living today comes with demanding responsibilities. They do. There's concerns and stress. The husband and the wife have to work. Plus you fill it up with schedules and all, right? There's a lot of demand that's on our lives. We have to learn how to handle this. We have to learn how not to be consumed with the anxiety. We have to learn how to not be consumed with the fear. Because in order for you and I to walk in our inheritance in Christ Jesus, and we do have an inheritance in Him that we're called to walk in, we have to learn to live from the inside. From the inside. So the chaos, the Lord is wanting us. There can be chaos all around us, but the Lord is trying to get for the chaos not to be on the inside of us. Why? It is very important right now that we are hearing from God, that we're hearing His voice, what we need to be doing, what we don't need to be doing. We need to be led by the Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We are to be walking with the Spirit. Well, how's God going to lead me? He's going to lead you from the inside. The sheep, John 10, the sheep hear my voice. Well, where are you going to hear that at? It's going to be on the inside. Now, I'm not telling you that God can't send outside things, a person come to you, but it's always going to confirm something in your heart. Right? I mean, I've had God speak to me through billboards. Come on, somebody. I could hear something in passing. It wasn't even for me. And I heard it. And all of a sudden it struck something up in me.
Amen. Amen.
And if we have this chaos that's going on the inside of us, we'll never be able to do that. So I do believe that we can get to a place, a realm, because rest is a realm. Your inheritance is first a realm before it's ever possessions. We always think about inheritance as being possessions, but inheritance is first a realm. My God shall supply all of my need according to His riches, where? In a realm, in glory. The riches are in the realm. So if I can get in the realm, the byproduct is the possession of what's in the realm. Come on, somebody. So rest is a realm. It's a place. You're seated with Him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So Matthew chapter 11, very familiar set of scripture. We've been here many times, but verse 28 through 30, Jesus says this, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Now come here, what's what it says? "Come to me, all you that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, when we envision rest, R-E-S-T, when we envision rest, many times we think about a vacation at the beach, and I'm thankful for that, or going to the mountains, or going camping somewhere. We think about that being rest, right? We think about that being rest, and those things can be restful, right? But the rest that Jesus is talking about is not a retreat, but a way of living. So I'm not talking about having a day off, sleeping in, having a cup of coffee on the back porch. Now, who don't like that, right? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a way of living. So it's from this posture of rest that there's a steady flow of milk and honey to us as believers. Remember now in Hebrews 4, we can't go back here and preach that one again, but in Hebrews 4, it talks about the rest of the Lord and how the children of Israel, the rest of the Lord for the children of Israel was a land, was a place, was the promised land, and that promised land was flowing with milk and honey, provision, right, abundance. But in the new covenant, it's not about a land, it's about a person. Jesus is the promised land. So therefore, if any man be in Christ, so if we're in Christ, we're in the promised land. Are you with me? We're there. We're in the realm. We're in the realm. We're in there with Him. We are seated with Him, Ephesians. We are seated with Him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So it's from this posture of rest that we receive what our inheritance from the Lord. We walk in our inheritance. Can I get a good amen here? So what does it mean to rest? Let me just read this to you. What does it mean to rest? It means to cease from internal tension, agitation, and disturbance. Freedom from worries and cares. To be secure, settled with unshakable confidence in the Lord. We are inwardly composed, quiet, and peaceful. There's an inward attitude of trust and confidence in God. This is what it means to rest. It's a soul that's at peace and free from internal conflict and turmoil. So rest and peace are connected. So rest brings you to a place of peace in your heart when you're not in turmoil or anxiety or stress. So peace is rest manifested. Let me just say this again. Stay with me now. Peace is rest manifested. Anxiety, confusion, and chaos is unrest manifested. Now, if you notice what Jesus said, He said, "Come to me. Come unto me. All. Come unto me, all you." This This is an invitation for everyone. He says, come to me. Come to me. I'm the person that's going to give you rest. I am rest. I am this. I'm going to be able to. It's a gift. I'm giving you myself. I don't have to work for it. I don't have to get agitated. I don't have to work for this. We are so caught up in works-based religion about do and do and do and do. And I hope that God accepts me, and I hope that I've been forgiven. We are just actually showing our unbelief towards the Scripture. Well, God could never forgive me. Who made you God? Who do you say that God can't forgive somebody or you? Well, amen. Praise the Lord. So it's not a matter. We turn to all kinds of things to relieve the burdens and the weariness or the troubles when Jesus said, come to me. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. Now in Psalm 37, we was here last week, but I want to read it to us again. Psalm 37, verses 1 through 8. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut off like the grass and wither as a green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and what? Feed on his faithfulness. Again, I told you last week, you can be in the land but not feeding off the land. Right. You can be in the land, you can be in the chaos and not feed off the chaos. Because why? I'm feeding on something different. And let me just stop here a second. I'm reminded about there in Genesis chapter, I think it's Genesis chapter 8 with Noah. Remember Noah, he gets on the boat, right? The archy-archy, right? Noah on the archy-archy, right? Whatever that saying is, you know. And he's in the boat. Now, it says here that on the seventh month, I think it's what it says. I think it's how it says. It says that the ark rested on the mountains of Ararat. Rested. The ark is a symbol of the church. Jesus is the door. Jesus said that. I am the door. And it rested. And then Noah's there. And guess what Noah's name? Guess what Noah's name means in the Hebrew? Rest. Rest. So Noah is resting, but notice now, and again, we can go back and look at this, but I don't have time. But he sent out two birds. Remember the two birds? He sent out the raven, which was a dirty bird, not the baseball team. A carnivore, flesh, and then the dove, which was the spirit. And the Bible says, or type, right, the type of the spirit, the dove. So Noah, why is he sending out the dove and why is he sending out the raven? Anybody want to comment? Why was that? He was trying to get information about what was going on down the road. So he sent out the birds. And see, the thing is that the raven would go out and come back and forth, the Bible says, back and forth to the ark, back and forth to the ark. But the dove he released couldn't find a place to rest its feet, so it always came back to Noah. See, the spirit and rest work together. The Bible says that Noah actually came and took the dove and brought it to him. He didn't embrace the raven. What are you saying, Pastor Paul? Listen, there's always two types of information that's going to be given to you, the flesh and the spirit. But you can't discern what it is unless you're in rest. If you're in rest, you'll begin to take the data that's coming back from the raven as being the spirit. And see, that thing would go out and feed on. That's why the dove, it said he couldn't find a place to put its feet. See, because doves don't feed off flesh. They feed off life. You didn't hear that, did you? Because they're not feeding on, he wasn't feeding on, the dove wasn't feeding on the bloated carcasses that were floating around in the water. It feeds off of life. How did Noah know? How did Noah know that the waters had receded? Because the dove brought back a what? An olive branch. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? So you can dwell in the land. Man, this is good. Are you getting this? I'm getting it. You can dwell in the land but not feed on it. It's just dependent on where you're going to get your information from. Are you going to get it from the raven or are you going to get it from the dove? And see, the spirit, Noah's name means rest. But rest and the dove, he didn't embrace it. If you read it, we could go back and read it, but Genesis said he didn't embrace the raven at all. It said he brought the dove close to him. He never did that for the raven because the spirit and rest work together. You guys all right here today? Let's read on here real quick. Verse 4. Delight yourself also in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. Verse 5. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him. And He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as light and your justice as the noonday. Verse 7. What's it say? Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for Him. Wait patiently for Him. When we're not in rest, we can't wait. What is going on? Why are we seeing what we're seeing today in our society? With people just going, it's because we have no rest. And it's hurting us financially. It's hurting us socially. It's hurting us mentally. It's hurting. Because we have no rest. It's always the next thing and the next big thing and this thing. And we go from one thing to the next and one thing to the next and one thing to the next and one thing to the next. One thing to the next. And God couldn't speak to us if He wanted to. And He is. He couldn't. Because why? We have no rest. And we just keep feeding off the raven, feeding off the raven, feeding off the raven, feeding off the raven. For the flesh profits nothing. It's the spirit that brings life. Amen. Now, you can be in the midst of the chaos and be restful. You can be in the midst of busy and be restful. So I'm not against being busy. Okay, if you're busy, it's fine. But you can do this without that business being on the inside of you. So rest in the Lord, wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of it. Cease from anger, forsake wrath, do not fret, it only causes harm. So we see here, resting in the Lord. So many people are not seeing victory in their lives because they're being robbed of their rest. So anytime we respond, listen now, anytime we respond out of fear, anger, anxiety, worry, and strife, it's revealing that we don't trust God in an issue. Let me say that again for those in the back. I see Gary back there, so he's adjusting his hearing aid, okay? Anytime we respond out of fear, anxiety, anger, worry, or strife, it's revealing that we don't trust God in an issue or in that issue. So worry reveals to us what we care about most but trust God in the least. You guys are here. So, let's go back here to Matthew 11. Jesus says here, come to me, all you who are labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, and I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find what? Rest for your soul. Now, I want to focus in here, say, on 29. It says this, because this is what, Jesus starts talking about a rest that comes only from Him. Now He starts talking about a rest that comes from knowledge. Let's go back. He first says, come to me. I'm going to give you rest. So He tells us here, okay, a rest that comes from Him. But now He starts reverting a little bit and says, all right, there's also, you can have rest here, but you're going to have to learn how to operate in the rest. Look what He says. Take my yoke upon you. Now, what does that mean? A yoke, we know what a yoke is. It tied two animals together. That way they could plow, correct? But the yoke is actually, the yoke he's talking about here is the yoke of a rabbi. The teachings of a rabbi. The yoke that he's talking about is his teachings, his ways, the way that he does things. He says, take my teachings upon you. And what? What's he say there? Put up there verse 29 of Matthew 11. Matthew 11, 29. That way they can see it. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Take my yoke upon you, my belief system, how I do life. Remember now, rest is a way of living. Jesus Christ, and listen, you come to me, I want to give you rest, but I want to teach you my belief system. I want to teach you how to do this. I want to teach you how to walk in it. The yoke of the rabbi. So, actually, we could actually say it like this. This is actually how it's interpreted. Bend your neck to my yoke. This is really, it's actually this. Bend your neck to my yoke. So that means there's a choice I'm going to have to make. I'm going to have to choose to get into agreement with his teaching. I'm going to have to get into the agreement of his belief system. I need to be taught and instructed how to do this. You and I will never walk in our inheritance if we don't know what our inheritance is and how to get that. My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. I will be, listen, I can be saved, going to heaven, but listen, go there dumb. There are remedial classes in heaven, I promise you. Yeah, you didn't do it. There. 099 for you. No, you can be walking with God and be saved and going to heaven and not know a thing. Not know how to access it. Not how to walk in it. Not how to do this. No idea. Because rest is a realm, and I need to learn how to get into the rest of the Lord, and it comes to a knowledge. Jesus said, come to me. But then also, you got to learn. That's what he says. Learn of me. Right? That's what he says. Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your... By learning. So God wants us to learn how to do this. Unrest will keep me from thinking with God. If there's no peace, spiritual mindedness is limited. Jesus prayed this in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. You guys all right here? This is definitely not going the way I thought, but that's all right. Is anybody hot in here? Man, it was bad to me. That people were yelling at me this morning. Did you hear Travis yelling at me? It's cold. I jacked it up. It's 78 in here, so I hope you enjoy hot. I'm playing so hard. Let me tell you that on a serious note, it is very hard to acclimate in here because the thermostats in this building are on the back side of those columns. Okay, when we remodeled this thing years ago, the doors were actually right there where the camera was at. Okay, so when we remodeled, that's where they put it at. And so you're getting a lot of temperatures coming from like outside, and you know, Terry being long-winded or whatever he's doing back there, you know, breathing real hard and on that. But up here it's different. So it's very hard to acclimate. So we're not trying to freeze anybody, I promise you, we're not. But we are trying to keep you from going to sleep, okay? So Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is the mandate that God has for our lives. So seeing the kingdom established on the earth is a dream of God, and it must become our dream also. How does this happen? Through understanding. Through understanding. The kingdom of God is what conquers the inferior, the deficits, the holes in our society, the situations in our lives that need answers. This is why the enemy is trying to disrupt your rest. If the kingdom of God is in us, and that's what Jesus would say, the kingdom of God is not here or there, but the kingdom of God is within you. And Jesus said, he said, pray this prayer, your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So if the kingdom of God is not, Romans 14:17, if the kingdom of God is, the kingdom of God is meat, is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The kingdom is in the Holy Spirit. Where's the Holy Spirit live at? In you. So if the kingdom of God is going to come on the earth, it's going to come through you and me. So the way this is going to happen is if you and I are not in rest, we cannot truly let the kingdom flow, and the kingdom of God is hindered in the earth from advancing. Blessed are the peacemakers. Better translation, I like this one. Blessed are the problem solvers. Because peace in the Greek is the Greek word eirene. And it means to actually put broken pieces back together. It means to put broken pieces back together again. So blessed are those that can put broken pieces back together again. That's who you are. Blessed, this is Matthew 5, right? The Lord's, the teaching, the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. They'll be identified as the children of God because they're able to put things back together again. Because why? The peace is on the inside of them and not on the inside of them. Am I making sense to you guys today? I want to encourage you because we've got to learn this. We've got to learn how to do this. We have to learn. Because why? I cannot afford to live in the reaction to darkness. If I let that happen, then darkness has set the agenda for my life and gets to call my shots. Right. Yeah. And the devil don't get to call my shots anymore. Amen. He done that for many years. But if I'm responding, see, if I can't afford to live in reaction to darkness, if I let that happen, then darkness has set the agenda for my life and the response and not the kingdom of God. Are you guys all right here? So I got to tap into the resources that's given. Amen. So I need to learn how to live in rest. You labor, Hebrews 4 says you labor to enter into rest. I found a nugget this week on this word over in, that's Hebrews chapter 4 verse 11. It says, let us therefore labor to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. And the word labor, when we hear labor, right, we think what? We think work. And I found this nugget this week, and I think it's changed my perspective on this. It's the Greek word spoudazo, and this is what it means. You can look it up. It means to be prompt. Or to immediately. To respond immediately or respond speedily. Maybe you can find that real quick up there. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11. If you want to put that in for me, Cameron, I appreciate that so much. Maybe you could see this because I need to learn how to live this way. I need to learn. I need to be prompt in it. I'll let him pull it up because I want you to see it. Hebrews 4, 11. I didn't give it to them upstairs, so they're doing a great job. The New King James uses the word diligent. The King James uses the word labor. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest. The rest I'm talking about, this realm of rest, this non-anxious presence that's in us, right? This rest we've been talking about. And the word here means to be prompt. So you could read it like this. Let us therefore be prompt to enter that rest. Therefore be speedily entering that rest. The immediately enter that rest. Don't wait to enter the rest. You could actually translate like this. Let us therefore, this is one of the translations, is let us therefore be prompt to understand and fully appropriate that rest. And not fall again into the same trap that snared Israel in unbelief. You hear what it said? Be prompt in entering into the rest. I have to learn this. I have to learn it. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. Learn, bend your neck to take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, and you'll find rest. You got to get there quickly. So when you and I start feeling anxious, I need to know what I got. Amen. I don't want that in me, right? And I need to respond in the right way. I need to enter into this rest. Are you guys all right here? So how am I going to lay? What do I need to do? I need to learn this. I need to learn it. I need to get into my Bible. Do you understand that your rest is just as much attached to your identity? Go with me real quick. Go to Isaiah. This is completely off. You'll have to go to Isaiah 32. I think it's Isaiah 32. We'll find out. Ready to go on a trip here real quick with me? Oh, yeah, yeah, that's it. Isaiah 32, 17. You got to know who you are. If you don't know who you are, you won't walk in rest. Look at this. This is Isaiah 32, 17. The work of righteousness. Let me give you a New Testament scripture. He that knew no sin became sin that I might be made the righteousness of God in him. Who in this room's righteous? You better, everybody, I'm going to come out and slap somebody. Who's in this room righteous? Come on. It ain't got nothing to do with you. It's got everything to do with Jesus. Who made you righteous? My righteousness is like what? You're righteous and holy and irreprovable in God's sight. You'll never be any more righteous than what you are right now. You'll be just as same amount of righteous when you get to heaven. Why? It's a spiritual thing. I didn't say I'm always walking in it. But the truth is, in my spirit, I have been made righteous. Come on, somebody. Now look, because of this, the work of righteousness will be what? And the effect of righteousness will be quietness and what? The effect of righteousness is rest. So if I don't know who I am, I won't have rest. If I'm unsure of my own righteousness, if I'm unsure of my own identity, if I'm operating in a sin consciousness all the time, like, you know what, I'm a failure, you know, all the time feeling condemned, all the time feeling shame, you know, you'll never walk in your righteousness. You won't have this effect in your life. When you know who you are, something changes on the inside of you. Again, this is not about me. It's all about Jesus. But when I know who I am, things start to change. Why? Because I have an inheritance. Because of who I am in Christ Jesus, I have an inheritance now. And my inheritance now releases me to have influence. It releases me into situations to do. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. This is good stuff. I don't know if you're getting this. Look what it says in verse 18. And my people will dwell in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. Why? Because it's the effect of righteousness. Oh my gosh, are you getting this? Are you seeing this? So rest becomes an identity issue. Identity theft brings anxiety, fear, tension, and disturbance. Isaiah 54:14. In righteousness, you shall be Establish. You're there in Isaiah. Won't you go back over the 54? We've already took a turn here. We'll just have to pick up next week, okay? So Isaiah 54, 14. Oh, this is one of my favorites. We'll just go to verse 13. All your children shall be taught by the yoke. The yoke. Take my yoke upon you. Be taught of the Lord. And great shall be the peace. Go, that's verse, I'm sorry, that's verse 14. Go, if you can go to verse 13. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. I have used that scripture right there and spoke it over Nora and Anna before they were ever born. I speak that over them. All my children shall be taught of the Lord, and so great shall be the peace of my children. I have spoke that while they were still in the womb and still speak it today. All your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. Verse 14. In righteousness, you shall be what? Established in righteousness comes with being taught by the Lord. When I'm taught by the Lord and I know who I am, all of a sudden now, what happens? I get established in righteousness. And then what happens? You shall be what? Far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. All because of why? I know who I am. If I know who I am, so now rest becomes an identity issue. Unrest becomes an identity issue. So if I'm in unrest, it's because I'm having an identity crisis. You guys all right here? I'm blasting you. I know it's like a water hose right now, but just stay with me. I want you to be secure in who you are in Christ Jesus. Again, it's not going to be you with you. Everything, it's about Him. It's about the Lord Jesus. But listen here. He's given you His righteousness. You can be bold. You can have a righteous consciousness. You don't have to have a sin consciousness, church. An attitude of sin and condemnation and unworthiness. You don't have to have that. It results in this sin conscience always results in intimidation and doubt, insecurity, inferiority, weakness, and fear. It's the attitude of Adam. What did Adam do? He sinned and he what? He ran. But the second Adam, Christ Jesus, brings a righteous consciousness. What do you mean a righteous consciousness? It's an attitude of standing in the presence of God without sense of guilt, inferiority, or condemnation, and to stand before the powers of darkness to command and to enforce victory. This is the attitude of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Who are you? You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You're not a sinner anymore. You are not. You are a saint of God. I once was a sinner. I've been saved by grace, and now I am a saint of God. Well, what are you saying, Pastor Paul? You never sinned? Oh, no. I'm not saying I never sinned, but that's not my true identity. My true identity is I'm righteous, I'm holy, I'm irreprovable in His sight. And this brings boldness to you and me. And we could come full face, so I could come boldly to the throne of grace, that I could find mercy and find grace when I need it. Why? Because I'm a son. When I fall, I get back up. I run to my dad. I say, Father, that's not you. That's not you. That attitude's not you. That talk's not you. I know that your Spirit convicted me. So, Father, I'm not running away from you. I'm running to you. I'm running to you. Because you're the one that can heal my heart. God knows you. He knows you. He knows you. I can't hide it. You can't hide it. You guys are right here. Hallelujah. I'm talking about learning something today. I got to close. My gosh, I didn't get anywhere. Definitely didn't get to community. I'm sorry. Well, look at this one. You're in Isaiah. Why don't we just, let's just, Isaiah 9. You're there. Good. You have to follow. Cameron's all. This is in the notes somewhere, Cameron. But I didn't give it to you per se to put up there. But Isaiah 9:6. We hear this one at Christmas time all the time. Again, talking about rest. You having free of turmoil, anxiety, having confidence and trust in the Lord. We got to learn from the live from the inside out. I'm living from my identity. We used to sing that song a long time ago. Remember that, Tam? I know who I am. I know who I am. We used to sing that. Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government will rest upon where? Will rest upon his shoulders. Let me give you just a little nugget here. The Bible says, Paul relates this. He said, Christ is the head, right? And the church is the body. After the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, where's the government now rest? On the shoulders of the church. Selah. The government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his what? Of his government, of his kingdom, right? And what? The increase of the government and peace. There will be what? The kingdom of God is like, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is like leaven. How is it going to leaven? The increase of his government and his what? His peace. How's the kingdom going to leaven the earth? People at rest. Through peace. Now you understand why the enemy's trying to cause you to get in such chaos. Now you understand. Why? Because if he can get us into chaos, the kingdom of God is stalled. Amen. You guys all right here? It's stalled. So the kingdom of God is to be increasing in the earth, leavening the earth, and it's increasing through peace. It's increasing from here. It comes out. Out of your belly shall flow what? Jesus said in John 4, we read that last week with the woman at the well and the buckets. And he said, I want to give you salvation. It's going to be a well in you. A well's for you. But a river's for somebody else. In John 7, Jesus said that. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. I'm speaking of the Spirit that I'm going to give you. God's power and Spirit has come out of us. Why am I saying this? I'm saying when you walk into a situation, you are a peacemaker. And God's kingdom is on the inside of you. And when you and I understand who we are and what we carry, listen here, you become a loaded weapon. You do. Why? Because you're in there. And this is a situation. Peace now is oozing out of you. Peace and calm is on. Not chaos. I'm not a part of the stuff anymore. Not a part of that gossip anymore. Not a part. No. I'm releasing the peace of God in this situation. All of a sudden, atmospheres around you start to change right where you're at. Just because you're very present. And all of a sudden, someone says, you know what? I don't know why I'm telling you this. You ever had anybody tell you that? I don't know why I'm telling you this, but you know what? I've got X, Y, and Z going on in my life. There's a reason why. Because why? They sense the river of peace on the inside of you. They sent something on the inside of you. They've tapped in now to the realm of the Spirit, a realm of confident rest. Come on, somebody. A realm of confident rest that someone has carried it into the middle of this thing and able to release rivers of living water. Now the kingdom of God starts to break through. I ain't waiting to take your name to the church to pray. I'll do that. We're going to pray right now. You guys do this. I know you do it. Take somebody's hand and release the river. Amen. Yes. That can never happen if you have no peace and you don't have rest. Because rest is an inside job. Can I get a good amen here? Amen. You understand? Are you tracking with me? Yes. I know we went deeper. I understand that, but we need that. We need to understand that. Where do we go from here? I don't know. We'll just pick it up here next week. I've got plenty to share. Plenty to share. Carrie, come on, let's play something. My, my, my. One more scripture. Now you can close your Bible. I'm done. 2 Peter chapter 1. That's one I gave you. Now look what it says. Grace and peace be what? So grace and peace can be actually multiplied. Stay with me. You can multiply it in your life. Grace and peace can be multiplied in your life. How? To you in the what?
Knowledge of God.
The knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Click. As His divine power is given to us all things that pertain to life and to godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue. Verse 4. By which have been given unto us exceedingly great and what? Precious promises. That through these promises you may be partakers of the what? That's your identity. DNA, divine nature applied. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. How do you access this stuff? How do you access this? How do you access it? Verse 2 and 3 tells us. Through the knowledge of Him. Yes. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. Come to me. Learn of me. And you'll tap into this realm of confident rest. Confident faith rest. Where you'll be able to have that. Something begins to change when you understand this. Come on. I'm talking about a realm that you and I can tap in. We can access. You're there. You're in rest now. I wrote that down. Let me see if I can find it in my notes somewhere here. That's not it. Yeah. Something can be true of you in Christ Jesus objectively by grace, but not yet true to you experientially and subjectively by faith. Let me read again. Some things can be true of you in Christ Jesus objectively because of grace, but not yet true of you experientially and subjectively by faith. There's lots of promises, exceedingly great and precious promises, that's already true of you. But it's now time for me to access and let it be true to me. By faith. By faith. By your faith. Well, how do you get faith? Faith begins where the will of God is known. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I get faith as I hear what's available to me. And all of a sudden, a realm opens up. I access it. Church, listen, everybody in this room, this ain't about the preacher. It's about you and me as believers. We can all have this. Be encouraged today. Be encouraged. And operate in the realm of confident rest. Amen. Stand to your feet today. Praise the Lord. Whew. It's good, isn't it? I say it's good, isn't it? It's good, isn't it? Come on. I feel like I've ate today. How about you, man? I feel like I've ate. Amen. There's just some things, man, I love. I'm a teacher. You guys understand that, know that. But there's just some things I can study, but it never come out until I step right here. It never comes out until I stand right here in this place. Doesn't even come. Don't even come. May have an idea about certain things, but all of a sudden stuff starts flying. I'm going to have to go back and listen to this message because I'm probably need to get something out of it myself because I'm just saying stuff I didn't realize I was even saying. It's good stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you for our righteousness today. Thank you that that you made me righteous. It's not about me. It's not about me. It's got everything to do with you. My righteousness is like filthy rags. Oh, but I'm not clothed in my righteousness. I'm clothed in yours. You've put a robe of righteousness on me. I'm a son. You put sandals back on my feet. You put a robe back on me. You put a ring back on my finger. I'm a son. Hallelujah. I'm a son. Praise God, I'm a son. I'm a son. So Lord, today I pray for every person in this room that we would all understand who we are. That we would understand who we are. That we would not be ignorant of what we have as believers. We would walk in our identity and we would walk in our truth. The truth that you, it's your truth, but revealed to us. It's all your truth. It's not my truth, but Lord, you can reveal it to me. So Lord, I pray that you would help us today. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing in all of our lives. That we're Lord God, we are operating in the realm of confident rest. The realm of confident rest. Thank you. Hallelujah. Every head bowed, every eyes closed today. I've preached the gospel to you. If you don't know the Lord Jesus today, if you don't know the Lord Jesus today and you want to know Jesus today, would anybody in this room say, it's me, Pastor Paul. I don't know the Lord and I want to know him. I want to be saved. I want to be forgiven. I want to be washed in the blood of Jesus and given a new heart, given a new start. Anybody in this room? No uplifted hands today. I believe you're okay. Hope so. Hope so. Wouldn't want to live to my tomorrow. Live today, not knowing where I will spend eternity. Anybody say it's me, Pastor Paul? I need Jesus today. He's real. I'm asking you to even bring your unbelief. Jesus is not as scared of your unbelief. You don't have to understand it all. You just got to believe in Jesus. Now, I don't have a lot of questions, Pastor Paul. That's all right. Just come to him. He'll straighten it out. That much confidence, I promise you, he will. Anybody else? Me. Anybody? Amen. It's good to have Josh with us today.
Yes, amen.
This new little baby. Hold on.
It's really good to be back here today, and I haven't been here since August 8th of last year when I got married, and really it's nothing that you guys did or that God did. It's something that I have to live with. I may have had a slip up and stuff. I may have relapsed, but I have a child to take care of, and I can't do this without God. And you want to know something? Like, I am clean and sober today.
Come on.
And, you know, even though I was 10 minutes late to being here this morning, that's okay. I still told myself I wasn't going to stay home. And if I would have been an hour late, I was still coming.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on. Where's Mama? Where's Mama at? Well, come on. Come on. No, we're going to bring her up here today. I'm thankful for a God of second chances. Oh, Josh.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring him up here.
Oh, we're going to pray for him.
Yeah, pray for him.
Yeah. Amen.
Wow.
We serve a God of new beginnings, man. Do-overs. I'm thankful for the red button that we can push. Do-over button.
You know how hard it is when you have so much guilt and shame and remorse and just... But, you know, the only thing that's going to save you is God. Man, there ain't no one in this room going to save us. Pastor Paul can just lead, help us. It's very hard. Life is tough.
It is tough.
It's very tough. And it's very real. And God is real. And the devil is real. It's just, which way are you going to go?
Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to pray for Josh and the baby. We'll turn him around. That's okay. Let's just do that.
He's early. So.
Oh, my God. He's
on. Here, Mom.
Yeah.
You take him.
You take it, Mom. Oh, there you go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Week and 2 days old. Name?
William Jace.
William Jace. Well, you always have a place here, Josh.
They said he'd be in there for like a month. He was only in there a week.
Yeah. You always have a place here, buddy. Those doors are always open. Ain't nobody here looking down on anybody. Because you know what?
Yeah, that's why I come back here. Because I know a lot of people and a lot of churches out there. And I just feel more at home here. I do.
Amen.
Even some of you that I don't know, I mean, I could get to know. I mean, but amen. Everybody here is a family.
Amen. Amen. Yep. Come on, Billy. Let's get some. Andy, come on up here for Jessica.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for your restoring God. You're a God of restoration. So right now, Lord, we lift up this family to you. You know, I think about that song, and it's a secular song, but it's like, God bless the broken roads that led me back to you. And the broken roads seem to always sometimes lead us back to the same old places, right? But you know that there's love and there's care and concern here. And I want to speak over you today, Josh, that the Father loves you. That the Father's never lost sight of you. Even in your darkest days and your darkest times, He's never lost sight of you, ever. He has always seen you as a son. So I bless you today. And I speak right now for you to let go of the condemnation, yes, and the guilt.
Yes, yes, yes.
Receive the forgiveness of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Go to Him. Empty your heart. Confess the sins. And receive forgiveness from the Father. Because He's in the business of restoration. Father, we thank you for this family. And we bless him right now in the name of Jesus. I bless right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for William. I thank you for William. Thank you for William. Thank you for William. Thank you, Lord God. I just bless William today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That he'll be raised up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. That they will train up the child in the way that should go. And when they are old, they will not depart from it. Lord, I believe, God, today, hallelujah, that great shall be the peace of William. That great shall be the peace of William. I bless his body. I bless everything that he will put his hands to. I thank you that he is anointed, Lord God. Hallelujah. He's anointed. Hallelujah. To do what you've called him to do. I bless his emotions today, God. I thank you that he has a sound mind and will have a sound mind. Hallelujah. That he has peace. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We pray right now, Lord God, that he would have encounters with you. That, Lord God, that he would have encounters with you. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, you're lining his steps up. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. So, God, I thank you today. Hallelujah. 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 That his steps are ordered. And Lord God, today I believe, Father God, that you're removing wrong people out of his path, placing right people in his path in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that they'd have great peace. And there will be a reuniting of your hearts and just a re-knitting, God, just doing some new things. In Jesus' name, trust being rebuilt. Thank you, God. Josh. Thank you. Thank you. Bless them now. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's all good, Dad. It's all good. It's all good.
It is all good.
It's all good.
God is good.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So praise the Lord. I'm glad for a church that, you know what, has open arms. Not looking down on anybody. I need grace. How about you? I need loads of grace and mercy. Thankful. I bless you guys today. I pray the ancient blessings of Numbers, the 6th chapter, over you. The Lord would bless you. The Lord would keep you. The Lord would cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord would lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. And that when you walk out the doors today, that you will carry His name well and you will live for His name's sake, marked and stamped with His name. Thank you, Lord God, today as we walk out the doors, we walk into our mission field. Every day, everywhere, everyone. Use us this week, God. Flow through us. Let us release rest everywhere we go. In Jesus' mighty and glorious name. Amen. So visit us, visit out there today if you want to get signed up for small groups. Love you guys. Have a great one.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more information, please visit us at faithchristianfellowship.com.